Hello, and welcome to the Passion on Purpose Leaders on Center Stage podcast. I am Steph, and I'm the owner and creative director of VIM. VIM's mission is to showcase the enthusiasm and passion of business leaders nationwide. I cannot wait to have you listen to the show, and stick around. At the end, we talk a little bit about how you can be my next guest. All right, we are back with another episode of the Passion on Purpose Leaders on Center Stage podcast. I don't really get like starstruck. That's not a thing for me. However, I was going through the applications for the show and I saw Fabienne Fredriksen on my list. And I was like, wait, what? Is this a typo? And she is an author of two books that I own. And we'd never had a conversation before today. And I was like, really? So I went through all my network to figure out how in the heck did she get connected to me? And I'm just so excited to have her on the show today. Thank you, Fabienne, for being here. She is the owner of Bold Heart, which we'll talk a little bit about. And of course, as I mentioned, the author of these two amazing books, Embrace Your Magnificence and The Leverage Business. So I know a lot of the listeners likely are entrepreneurs, business owners like myself, just trying to get through it. I will say I'm on my second read of this book. We're going to talk a lot more about it, but I just started off, kick it off with go get the book. It's on Amazon, on all the places, but definitely go get the book. And before I just keep gushing and geeking out, we're going to do as we always start the show. I'm going to start it off with the hard hitting question for you, Fabienne. What is your why?
Oh my gosh. Wow. Usually I end a podcast with this. I'm so happy you're asking me. I'm just going to go straight in.
Do it. Okay.
I have been coaching tens of thousands of women for 21 years. I have done events, 21 three-day events where hundreds of women come, they come up to the mic. I've heard so many women share they open up their rib cage and show me their heart. And what I have witnessed over these 21 years is that there is an absolute real but unspoken economic imprisonment of women. I usually don't talk about this right away. I usually like save it, right?
Right.
But there are so many women who don't have a voice and a choice. And it's because in our society, we are bred to not make our own money and lots of it. So the reason that I have been a business coach for 21 years, the reason why Bold Heart exists, and the reason why the Leveraged Business book and program exists is that I don't want you to make $20,000 a year. I want you to make $20,000 a month. I have the formula and I have the deep enthusiasm and conviction and process that will get you, whoever is listening to this, whether you believe it or in this or not yet, you have the absolute capability to make $100,000 or more per month with a delicious life. Now, I know that that sounds like make $1 million in a weekend, thinner thighs in 30 days. That's not what I'm talking about. It's going to take 3 to 5 years, but you can make $1 million a year or more with 14 to 16 weeks of vacation a year. And the big why tied around this, Steph, is because when a woman makes her own money and lots of it, she can speak up. She can stop apologizing for existing. She can take up more space. She can take care of herself and those who are in her care. And even in the loveliest situations, she can just sit up a little bit taller and just glow. And so that's a long answer to your short question, but I'm actually holding back the tears because it's the reason for everything that I do.
I love that. And the reason why there's so many things about about you, the books, and then anything I've ever heard with you is you are very passionate. And not only are you personally passionate about what you do, you bleed that into who you're working with mm-hmm. and helping them pull that out and bring that mm-hmm. out. So I want to step backwards to the first thing you said, which is the imprisonment, the economic imprisonment of women. I mean, like you said, I don't normally start off with this.
Whoa, I would never start off with this normally because that's like
trigger. Yeah, exactly. But what I love about our show is that let's dive into the hard-hitting stuff first, right? So where does that come from? And you know, you of course lead the path. If something gets too deep, you tell me. But was there a moment in time when you look back and you felt that personally, or does the someone close to you who felt that way, where did that passion for this piece of this shouldn't be come and then come into everything that it is now with what you do?
Wow. I mean, another hard hitting question. And I'll start with the lighter version, which is not that light to begin with, is that there is not a single woman who's or man who's listening to this right now who doesn't know a woman who mm-hmm. is keeping herself stuck or who is stuck in a toxic situation, whether this is a toxic mm-hmm. job that she doesn't love, a toxic relationship, a toxic control from her family or from whatever, or lives in a place that she doesn't want to live, that wouldn't be fixed if she made her own money, right? Mm-hmm. But hey, if I'm going back to my 20s, I was in an abusive relationship. I talk about it in my book, Embrace Your Magnificence, which is really a course in self-esteem, a course in self-worth. I stayed in that, my choice, but partially because I was not making any money. Judge me as you can, and perhaps you would. But at that very young age, if I had been making my own money and lots of it, I would have left that person so much faster. But I felt imprisoned. But mostly, Steph, I have, again, seen so many thousands of women open up to me on Zoom, in person, in our events, in our program, saying, I can't leave this or I can't leave that because I don't have enough money. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I was born a rebel. I'm unemployable. I'm seriously unemployable. I cannot, and it would be the death of me to work for somebody else. However, I don't think the solution for most women is to go work for somebody else, because you cannot control your fate. You can control your hours. You cannot control your salary. It is basically capped unless you are in a sales or commission position, and even that is capped. So what is the solution? It's entrepreneurship, self-employment. But again, not so you can make $40,000 a year. You don't have to. Most people don't know what they don't know about how to get clients, how to make money. And I started out as the client attraction girl, right? My website was clientattraction.com 20 years mm-hmm. ago and all that. Client attraction is good. Getting your business to $50,000 a year is great. High five if you're there. But you do not need to stay there. There is this whole body of possible knowledge that you don't know, that you don't know exists, as I didn't know in the beginning, that takes you from 10K a year to 10K a month to 10K a week to 10K a day to, dare I say it, 10K an hour once you learn how. And yeah, I'll stay there.
Well, there's so many couple things to unpack. So one, you know, I've heard you talk a lot about masculine and feminine, right? And not just in the sense of like men and women, right?
Especially in these days where there's binary, non-binary. I'm not at all talking about that. I'm talking about energy.
Energy, exactly. And I think too, societal norms and pressures of whether you're masculine or feminine also dictated a lot of how even myself and generations before me and generations after me, how we assume we should be. And so one thing that you mentioned that I love was the reason why, if you were, and possibly in past scenarios where you felt like you couldn't get out, because whether it was a toxic relationship, all the things you listed, there wasn't control. You didn't have control. So you had said, what you said was that many women in the world right now, and listeners know you're thinking of the person in your head right now, would maybe leave their situation if they were making more money. Mm-hmm. And I think what that money actually means is control. Mm-hmm. It's the control that of independence, of where I can go, if I have to go, should I go? And entrepreneurship gives you that control more so than a corporate 9-to-5, even in the sales role. Even if money is the piece that you're seeking, it's truly, I think, and you can tell me what your spin on this is, instead of pinpointing it on that money, it's what the money gives you, which is that freedom and control.
Yeah. And respect and people listening to you. And I'll give you a really short example. So through Boldheart, my company, we have built 26 schools in the Maasai Mara region of Kenya in Africa. And I took my daughter there when she was 10 or 11, and we met Mama, in this moment, I can't remember her name, forgive me, but I met her and she was like the queen bee. And before she made her money, her own money, her husband disrespected her and all of this. And then once she started with our help and beading and beekeeping, she started buying cows. I know this sounds crazy on a business podcast.
No, I love this.
Cows, when you own a cow in Africa, it is like women aren't allowed, or at mm-hmm. least weren't allowed in Kenya to own cows. And then her husband totally stopped doing all the things that were not great and started respecting her. Short thing of something that happens around the world. When a woman, when you learn how to get clients, make money, and then leverage your business to a million, it is something you cannot unlearn. These are seeds that are planted that grow that cannot be unlearned. So you could take somebody's, go to boldheart.com, go to the member success stories, read just for inspiration alone, read the dozens of, and watch the videos of women who are now at a million who never thought they would be. And if you were to take their 100K a month away, they could fill it up again in a nanosecond, because you cannot take that away. And that is the ultimate freedom. And that is the ultimate control. And that is the ultimate self-reliance. And I believe that self-reliance is one of the biggest values that I have. And I teach this to my children, but I also teach this to all of our members, is if you can take care of yourself, that means you can take care of your children, you can take care of your husband. I'm very happy in my marriage, and my husband and I work together, and then no one can touch you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like the put the mask on yourself before, you know, the whole airplane analogy. Mm-hmm, I mean, it mm-hmm. makes so much sense. Mm-hmm. I love that.
It's very powerful. And what it does also is it gives you a lot of confidence. And I don't mean arrogant confidence. I mean quiet assurance that it doesn't matter what happens to the world, what happens to the economy, what happens to politics, what happens to your neighborhood or anything around you. When you are self-reliant, there is this quiet confidence that buoys you to having a really lovely quality of life. And I'm not talking about your fifth Chanel bag, and I'm not talking about your fourth Lamborghini, but I don't think for most of us that's what drives us. Right. But it's this, I will be okay. Mm-hmm. I will yeah. be more than okay, and I will take care of the people that I love and who love me. And that, I believe, is what the feminine energy wants, not accumulation for accumulation's sake. And yes, I got the 4 cars, I got the big house with the whatever number of bedrooms and bathrooms, I got all the things. And I realized that's actually not what made me happy. What made me happy is really tapping in, because I got my business Because I've been at multiple seven figures for 14 years now. Wow. And that changes you. And when you have that after a while, you realize, wait, it's not about the money. It's about how much can I give back? It's about how much can I live my life according to my values? And how much can I focus on my pleasure, which is a feminine energy, as opposed to accumulation, competition, beating out the competition, you know, all that stuff.
Wow. So many little things, once again, to unpack. Okay. So one thing I like to point out is you had said that maybe the Kenya example seemed silly because we're talking about cows. But I want to point out first two things. One, I live in a country town, so that does not seem silly to me. Absolutely not. But I also, any of the listeners, I want you to think about that. I think as entrepreneurs, we often think that we have to get so creative and so, and don't get me wrong, trust me, as an agent, a creative agency, I love creativity, but it doesn't have to be this grandiose, big, brand new idea that no one's ever thought of for you to be able to scale, for you to have a business that you lead with passion and intention. It can be as simple as beading work or cows or, you know, and don't, I say simple, but trust me, I know there's a lot of work.
Yeah, of course.
But I want you to apply and think about what Fabienne's saying is that this all applies to you, right? She's helping women in Kenya scale to multiple figures. Absolutely. You can do it too. And then the other thing you had said, one of the other things I just know about you is you do travel a lot, right? So when we talk about success, very first thing we started off this show was the economic imprisonment of women, right? Now let's talk about success, right? What does society associate with success? Money, right? Yeah. So I it's kind of a two-part question because you spend so much time, I know through your books, you start off the same way. You have similar to what I talk with my clients when it comes to foundational work. Your foundational work is always mindset.
Always.
How do you, like, what should the listeners take away from when it comes to the parallels of I want success, I want the money, I want the freedom? How do you parallel those two things with the mindset work you teach?
Okay, so I have so much to say about this. I'm going to say as much and then you stop me whenever you want. But here's what I realized. 20 years ago, when I was just your little Fabienne business coach, 30 minutes every week, blah, 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 on the phone, I would tell people, I'd say, here's the client attraction system. Here's step one. Here's step two. Let you know, every week I'd give them a thing. And I'd speak to two, just say, women who are similar in education and capacity and capability. And one would take all my strategy and you know, coaching and run, you know, just make it happen. And she would become very successful very quickly. And the other one would be like, should I? Perfection paralysis, self-doubt, questioning, analysis paralysis, fear of success, fear of failure, blah, 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 right? And then she wouldn't implement. And this is what made me also, because I was doing a lot more personal growth and development work.
Personally.
And in fact, I hid that from my client for many years because I thought back like 18 years ago that if you knew that I was doing personal growth and development work and I was doing spiritual development and I was into manifesting, this is what we called it before. It was widely known before The Secret as law of attraction. We called it manifestation work. If you knew that I was working on my beliefs, my fears, my self-image, my quantum, you know, mechanics and quantum field and all that, I thought you wouldn't take me seriously as a business coach. So I didn't let anybody know until I was challenged by a friend who said, you need to come out of the spiritual closet. You need to tell people that you're doing this. Otherwise, because it's not just the marketing. And what I found out is that I know this is crazy because I'm a marketing coach, I'm a business coach, but primarily I'm a mindset coach. And again, this is kind of, sorry to appropriate this term, but I'm coming out again and again saying it's 95% mindset. And let me explain to you why. Action, so implementation, executing on an idea comes from your subconscious, not your conscious mind. And I'll break it down for you now. This is what I taught at my mindset retreat. I stopped doing my mindset retreat after 14 years, but I still teach this to the members in depth of our program because it's that important. The willpower comes from your conscious mind. Your conscious mind is only 5% of how you take action. Wow. So when you think about a woman or anyone really who wants to try a new habit, lose or gain weight, you know, whatever, or make just take action in her business, she's willpowering it. And our society, willpower is a masculine energy, and everything masculine has been rewarded in our society for thousands of years. So of course, we try to willpower our way to success, and then most often fail thinking it's going to come from willpower 3 months, 3 weeks, 3 days, 3 hours, or 3 minutes into the thing that we're trying to do. If we flip it and understand that the subconscious, and I'll break it down in just a moment, is where all action, all execution, all implementation comes from, it changes everything. This is why, again, you go to the website, you read these things. Almost every woman that's been in my program, virtually all of them will say, it was the mindset, Fabienne, and thank God that I had your scripts, and thank God that I had your blah, 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 leverage, you're this, you're this, you're this. But it starts with the belief systems. I know you've heard this from other people, but most people no program spends as much time on it, I believe, as we do. It starts with your self-image, who you see yourself to be. Do you see yourself capable, deserving, worthy of, expectant of being at seven figures with 14 to 16 weeks of vacation? Do you see yourself? Do you have this embodiment of this is me? And that is the subconscious, right? All of the underneath, the self-image. Here's why, and I hope you all listening are going to write this down, is three words. Identity drives behavior. Mm. Identity is self-image. Identity is belief. Identity is expectation. And so one of the things that I've taught for 20 years is the things you believe on a cellular, visceral level to be true are what you see in your life. Now, I had a client, a real estate client, long, long time ago, who she had been my real estate broker, and then she became my client. And she said to me, just while we were driving someplace, because she was a friend also, she said, oh yeah, I am a survivor. And she proceeded to tell me all the ways that she was a survivor. And she's like, at the end of the month, I always just make it through and I can finally pay my bills and all that. She was, celebrated in her family as a child for being the one to finally, at the nick of time, be able to blah, 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 right? And this is true. So if you want to succeed in your business, you have to work on your belief, your self-image, your identity, your fears, your rules, your just all the inside, because the conscious, your thoughts, your goals, those are masculine energy. And you'll see where I'm going with this. The masculine plants the seed into the feminine, which is the subconscious. So the subconscious will accept any thought, any image, any suggestion that it is given. But you cannot plant it doesn't matter how great the seed is. It could be
or how bad it is.
Or how bad it is, right?
That's where my head went.
Yeah, right. But imagine that it's a golden seed that you're like, I want to make $1 million a year and I want to create all these things and I want to have the most delicious life possible. If you are trying to plant that golden seed in cement or in concrete, mm-hmm. not going to happen. Mm-hmm. Not going to happen. So we spend more time first working on making the subconscious fertile soil. So as you'll read in the Leveraged Business book in our program, I hope you, if you're listening to this, you go to Bold Heart just to read the methodology. We have a mindset first methodology. Mindset first methodology. Because I can show you right now, Steph, I can say, I could spend 15 minutes with you and tell you exactly how to get your business to seven figures and multiple seven figures. It won't work.
Right.
Because I can give you the plan on that napkin. Mm-hmm. It won't work. People who read the book, I mean, I hate to say, you read the book, it's all the ideas, but first we have to work on the mindset so that that golden seed can be planted. Can you change your mindset in a nanosecond? No.
Right.
We transform primarily when we are witnessed. So I believe that you need, and I call it the popcorn effect. When you are witnessed by others in your transformation of your mindset, this is what happened to me. I could spend time telling you about a bunch of different stories, how I transformed before on the inside, before transforming on the outside. When you are not only witnessed by others, as you go through your mindset transformations, before you get the script, before you get the plan or the strategy, and then you witness other people around you pop, 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 and she's getting to $1 million and she's getting to 500 a year, 500,000, and she's getting to her first 10K a month, et cetera, it changes you on the inside.
Yeah. I'm like literally blown away with the, so as a self-proclaimed perfectionist working on it, like, mm-hmm. I mean, like Perfectionist Anonymous, mm-hmm. hearing that execution, behavior, action is only 5% conscious is what mm-hmm. you said. Did I hear that yes. right?
Indeed.
Mind blown. Mm-hmm. It literally almost makes me want to cry mm-hmm. because I beat myself up. And I don't know if I've got to imagine if I'm doing it, others are doing it.
Most. Just so you know, most people are beating themselves up without knowing.
Yes. Over and over, writing lists saying, why can't I do this? Why am I not more efficient? Is it ADHD? What's wrong with me?
Yeah. Nothing.
All the time being, I'm totally trying not to get emotional, but it's so hard. So then to hear you say that, it's so validating to think, I'm just focusing on the wrong problem because I'm focusing on this 5%.
Yes. Other things. Here's other things, if I may. I don't want to interrupt you,
but
I just want to add right on and say what most people don't realize. And again, there aren't many coaches who've been for 21 years working with tens of thousands of women mostly, but also a few great guys, is that all of our clients in the Leveraged Business Program take assessments. They take two assessments, sometimes more, but they take the two that we always ask them to. And I have seen thousands and thousands of the results. There, 95% of them are the same results. We are all people, entrepreneurs, 95% of us are people who love to start new things.
Yeah.
We're high idea generators. We were like, oh my God, bright, shiny object. Oh, wow. You know, squirrel and all that. And we get bored at about 60 or 80% of the thing being worked on. Mm-hmm. So we score as people who love to start new things. In fact, the word entrepreneur comes from the verb entreprendre in French, which means to initiate.
Ah. Oh.
We are initiators. But when you look at the assessment results that I get to see day in and day out, I can even like, I can meet somebody. It can be like, this is how they're wired. They're low follow through people. Mm. Most of us are mid to low follow through people. So we have great ideas, low follow through. We have been through this cycle of society, which wants to prepare us to work in factories to finish and be this, you know, what is it, square peg in a square, whatever.
Square peg in a round hole.
Yeah, right. And so we, and I remember just slightly, you know, traumatic experiences of as a child growing up in the school system and being like, what is wrong with me? Shamed, humiliated for not finishing what I started, not getting good grades and all of that. That's because they want to turn the system. God, I'm going like really inflammatory again with my words, but the system wants a certain kind of output. We are not that. Mm-hmm. Conversely, when we realize and embrace our magnificence, mm-hmm. that there's nothing wrong with us for not finishing, the world needs high idea generators for innovation. But, and this is what I've discovered with Boldheart, is that we need structure for our nature, structure for our entrepreneurial nature. We will not naturally finish what we start. Mm-hmm. Let's stop beating ourselves up and get the structure that we need. So what do we need? Focus on implementation. What do we need? Most of us are people who do well with accountability, not jerk accountability, loving accountability. Yeah. When we are surrounded with a community of loving, extremely kind, extremely generous, other healthily ambitious women, we will get more done in a month than we will in a quarter or even a year on our own, because isolation breeds self-doubt. And so, especially when women, because we need the oxytocin, the bonding hormone, mm-hmm. when you provide the structure for the nature, the implementation focus, the loving accountability, the encouragement, a soft place for her to land and to speak things out, because often the feminine energy coaches itself by just having a place to speak and not feel wrong about it. Mm-hmm. When she has that, when she has the structure for her nature, when she has the strategy and the mindset, there's nothing she can't do.
Unstoppable. Yeah. I'm dying right now because we had a off air. We talked about a hard stop for you. And I want to respect that because I know the go, go, go is just real. Mm-hmm. And I don't want you to feel that, but I have yet to have anyone return on the show. I might be bold by saying, but I'd love to have you back because we didn't even dive. We just so surfaced already. And I want to unpack so much more.
I would be delighted to come back and continue our conversation. I have a lot more to share if you'll hear it.
Yes. I think the listeners, I know for myself, I mean, selfish, if I'm going to be selfish, like I know I need more Fabienne time. So, but I want to jump off. So really quickly, I know that if you guys are listening and you're hearing some good things, which you are, and you want to dive deeper, like I said, I'm on my second read with this, just started it again. Go check the Leverage Business. It has been the only thing, in addition to my amazing team, that is making me think and believe that this thing is going to be bigger and bigger and bigger. So I truly believe that. I'm getting emotional saying it. So if you're an entrepreneur, you're listening and you're feeling stuck, or you know that that's something for you, this is a great start. So as always, thank you again, Fabienne, for coming in. And until next time, we will talk to y'all later. Steph here. Thank you so much for listening to the Passion on Purpose Leaders on Center Stage podcast. If you are a successful business owner and you lead your business with passion, we'd love to feature you on our show. We'd love to share with the world what makes your business great and how you have intentionally led passion throughout your business. Also, if you got any value or little tidbits from this episode, please take a minute to screenshot the episode and share it on your favorite social media platform. Be sure to tag us so we can properly thank you, and we love deepening our connection with our listeners. We are regularly putting out new episodes to feature leaders such as yourself who lead with passion on purpose. So be sure to subscribe to our show so you don't miss any future episodes. For more episodes, guest information, or details on the show, please visit getvim.com/passion on purpose. That's get vim.com/passiononpurpose. Once again, I'm Steph. I am the owner and creative director at Vim, and thank you for listening to the show.